Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine again. Lord, I fall so short. You know I am, Lord, from the
evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Talk Show. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that you are doing okay tonight. And tonight we have a good topic, but the reason why the last few shows I have mentioned about protection before, and I want to talk about protection again, because the different things that are happening in the world, you have to ask God for protection, because you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, not doing anything wrong, but just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So we need to ask God every day to protect us, protect our family from any harm or danger. And also teach them how to pray for protection as they go out each and every day. Teach them different scriptures or even encouragement words that will let them know that if they're in the midst of anything, they can always call on God for their protection. And let them know that Satan is a liar. So we have to instill that into our friends and family and also ourselves each and every day because of things that are happening. You never know where you're going to be if something goes, something happens. So and we just must be mindful of that. So I wanted to talk more tonight about a prayer for protection and that the Lord is our protector. And God continue to protect us and have us under his wings. When we think of protection, sometimes we can think of, put it in, think of this in this particular way, of a bird's feather. Though a bird's feather might seem like a flimsy form of protection, there is more to them than meet the eyes. Bird feathers are an amazing example of God's design. Feathers have a smooth part and a fluffy part. And the fluffy part keeps a bird warm. Together, both parts of the feather protects the bird from wind and rain. But many baby birds are covered in a fluffy, having their mother cover them with their feather, when they haven't fully developed. So a mother bird has to cover them in the nest with her own feather to protect them from wind and rain. And we all have seen that, how you don't even know that they're little birds in the nest because their mothers have them all covered up. They're underneath their mother, and the mother is covering them up with her body and her feathers. So animals and birds and different things just doesn't protect their children. We should be also, as human beings, protecting our children as well. The image of God covering us with his feather in Psalms 91. I'm going to read some of Psalms, all of the different scriptures I'm going to be reading tonight. I downloaded from the Good News Translation, just like explaining it and talking to you, just like you would be talking to me. Are you talking? I'm talking to you. We're making it very, I want to make it very clear in what God is trying to say in these verses of protection. Yes, he got us covered in his wings. He has us covered when we don't think that he has us covered. He has protected us for so many different things, from car accidents, not being in the wrong place at the right time, you know, at the wrong time, keeping us away from that situation. So he continues to protect us, protect our homes from thieves and burglars. He protects us in so many different ways. And sometimes he delays us from going places. So we won't get involved in an accident or a situation where we don't need to be. So he's constantly have his arms around us, and his angels dispatch are to protect us whenever needed. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. But let me go to 91 is a long scripture. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read some of the verses. I think 1 through 13 I'm going to read. But I'm reading in the Good News Translation. And what they, in that, the way that they word it, they consider it as God is our protector. That's the title of it, God Our Protector. Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, "You are my defender and my protector. You are my God, and you I trust." He will keep you safe from all hidden danger and from all deadly disease. He will cover you with his wings. You will be safe in his care. His faithfulness will protect and defend you. You will need not fear any danger at night or a sudden attack during the day, or the plague that strikes in the dark, or the evil that kills in daytime. 1,000 shall fall dead beside you, 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed. You will look and see how your wicked are punished. To know that God can all these people can be falling around you, and he can keep his wings around you and protect you from among all of those people. You have made the Lord your defender, the Most High your protector, and so No disaster will strike. No violence will come near your home. God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. Isn't that a mighty God and a loving God to always wanting to be there to protect you? But you got to be prayerful and asking him to protect you as well as your children. Getting back to the story I was talking about, the birds and the feather, the image of God covering us with his feather, I just read part of Psalms from verse 1 through 11. The image that comes to mind is a mother bird covering her little one with her feathers, like a parent whom arm a safe place to retreat from a scary storm or a hurt. God's comforting presence provides safety and protection from life's emotional storm. Now, as a parent, you, in your lifetime, you have been protected of your children. I was very protective of my children when they were growing up. I didn't allow my kids to go to a lot of sleepovers. I needed to make sure that I knew the parents well. Many times Alexia wanted to go to different girls that she hung out with at school. But she would say, "Mommy, can I go to so-and-so?" I said, "I don't know who they are." So if I didn't know who they are, could not go. She only went to sleepovers where I knew the parents well, because you got to also be very protective of the daughter and their brothers. If their brothers there, of the girlfriend, you got to be very careful. So I did not allow them to sleep over anywhere. Same thing for Alan. Alan he had a lot of mentors. And I got involved with these mentors because I knew I could not teach him everything. He needed a man in his life at times too. But I also made sure, and I prayed about it, and also surround him with positive men. His barber was his mentor. He took him to Falcon games and stuff like that. My neighbor who. His son was Alan's best friend. He would take both of them different places, sports places that they enjoyed together. So I didn't allow them to go anywhere. So I was very protective of them, just like that mother bird, protective of her babies. Until they were able to fly and go off to themselves. So, yes, we all are and will and continue to be protective of our children. We pray for them even though that they are grown. We still pray and ask God for their protection. In Psalms, my Sunday school teacher, it's not chapters, is I can't think of, but anyway, in Psalm 61, I want to read that as well, in the Good News Version, a prayer for protection. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. In despair and far from home, I call you. Take me to a safe refuge, for you are my protector, my strong defense against my enemies. Let me live in your sanctuary all my life. Let me find safety under your wings. You have heard my promises, O God, and you have given me what belongs to those who honor you. Add many years to the king's life. Let him live on and on. May he rule forever in his presence, O God. protect him with his constant love and faithfulness. So I will always sing praises to you as I offered you daily what I have promised. In Psalms 121, it says, I look to the hills, which will my help comes from. You've heard this before. My help will come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. Your protector of Israel never doze asleep. Yes, God never doze asleep. He's always awake there for you. Any time of the night, day, he is always there. You just have to call on him and ask him. The Lord will guide you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go now and forever. What a mighty God we serve, always there to protect us. Yes, things can happen to us in life. We're not going to go through life where nothing never happens to us, but he will still be there if we ask him as well to protect us. He will keep us from harm or danger. Protection. We're going to continue to talk about protection. In Isaiah 52:12, it says, the Lord your God will lead you and protect you on every side. We have all fear of harm, fear of losing a child, fear of being alone, fear of failure. Excuse me. My throat is a little scratchy. Let me drink some water. Excuse me. When you feel sick in the pit of your stomach and your heart aches with anxiety, remember this. God is with you every day, every hour, and every moment. Focus on him. Really focus on him, and you will see that your fears are nothing more than speculation that is swept away in his presence. Just like he said again in Isaiah 52:12, the Lord your God will lead you and protect you on every side, every direction. In Psalms 145:20, it says, the Lord watches over all who love him. So keep loving on him and believing in him, and he will continue to watch over you like he has his angel dispatch, making sure that you're going to be okay. Like any loving parents, your heavenly Father keeps you in his constant care, never letting you out of his sight. You have no reason to fear, for he's always with you, ready to face whatever comes your way. He will warn you ahead of time. And others, he will supernaturally remove you from a dangerous situation. And there will be times when he will hold your hand as you walk through fire. Well, walk through any type of harm or danger. Excuse me one second here. Yes, he will hold your hand, and he is your God. He's there to protect you. So it is very comforting to know that you have a father that is always there. He will be there for you through different situations. As you are going through your loss, the journey of grief, he's there walking with you every step of the way, one day at a time. Just know that he is your protector. He will be there for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just like he promised you, he won't, and he will not. Sometimes we feel that he's so far away and he's not there, but he is. Sometimes he steps back and let us experience certain situations, but he loves us. We are his children. He will be there for us. He will never leave us or forsake us. Just remember that. God loves you, and he loves his widows. Just like in Timothy, 1 Timothy 5:3, it says, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's meaning that we are special in the sight. He's telling them to make sure that they honor our widows, take care of them and their children. So we are very special to our Heavenly Father as we are going through the journey of grief. And he will give us the strength and guidance that we need to get through this time in our life. It doesn't happen overnight. There's not a time set that we're going to get through this, but he's there. He's there walking with us every step of the way, one day at a time. But it is very important that we are very prayerful and to pray and ask God for his guidance, his strength, and protection. So these verses, 61, 91, 121 verses that I mentioned, there are other prayer protection as well. The 23rd Psalm is a prayer of protection as well, letting you know the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. So there's so many verses in Psalms, especially, that you can go to when you need and when you feel that you need that protection, because he's there. He will be there for you. So just knowing that he will cover you under his wings, just like the mother is covering his baby birds with her feather until they are able to fly away on their own. And when you are strong enough to stand on your own, he will allow you to, and he won't have to be there every second of the minute of the day, just like the mother bird will let her birds fly away when they're able. But he will stay there and keep his arms around you and protect you as you go through this time in your life or anything that you should be going through, sickness, loss of a job or loss of income or whatever. He will walk with you one day at a time. He will cover you with his feather, and under his wing you will find refuge, comfort. When fear causes hope to fade, flee to God, the refuge you can reach on your knees. Be prayerful at all times. And that is the end of my message for tonight. God has us under his wings. You can always believe that. He has us under his wings. I have a few announcements. The first announcement is our celebration of commitment and discussion will be at TGIF, the breakfast club that TGIF allows different ministry and organization to have at their location. And we have the month of August. And we are in TGIF restaurants all by ourselves. They're allowing 25 of us to come. So it's just going to be us in the restaurant until they open up for lunch. So that's a blessing that we're going to have this time together to celebrate our commitment, for your commitment to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. We're going to talk about our 14th anniversary, which is September 16th. That's the third Saturday morning at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. At the event on Saturday, you'll hear more about the anniversary. We'll discuss that. Also, we're going to discuss, I will have several different trips outlined, and I want, as a group, to decide where we're going to be going next year. And what else is... And we're going to also talk about some other things as well. But those are the main things that we will be talking about as we enjoy our breakfast and some other special things that will be happening at the Breakfast Club. The other thing is I want you to invite others to our 14th anniversary, which is September 16th. I should have some flyer ready on Saturday to give to you so you can invite other widows to this our anniversary. And coming together, it makes you feel comforting and know that you have all these widows that are going through the same thing that you're going through. And it makes it easier. It makes it easier that you're not alone. You have a group of women that is willing to reach out and touch and give you that comfort and knowing that you can reach out to them and be there. They will be there for you. So that is all that I have tonight. I hope that you enjoyed the message, knowing that God has us under his wings. But we must be prayerful, because just like when I first started, there's so many things that are happening out there. You sometimes might end up being the wrong place at the wrong time. So just knowing that Satan wants you there, but God has his arms around us. So we have to be prayerful of that to keep us protected from the enemy. Just knowing that. You just can't just go day by day and thinking that, you don't have to pray about it. Yes, you got to be very prayerful for all these things. And that is all I have for tonight. And I hope that we will continue to be a part of the talk show each Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great night. And listen to Donnie McCurkin. It's a very good song, I Need You. And it's more or less that we always need our Father, but he's always by our side. God bless and have a great night and a great week.
All that.